Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else. Attention, 97.3 The Fan listeners. If you're drowsy, sluggish, or feeling fatigued, you're about to get your afternoon boost with Tony Gwynn Jr.
We all headed to backwards, back it in park.
Chris Ello.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put an end to all of the back end parkers. I'm just going to ram somebody in the driver's side door.
And Matt Scraby.
Now I'm being judged because I pull forward into my parking spot.
Don't blame us for any side effects.
You thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance.
Gwynn and Chris are ready to go.
And we welcome you into the happy hour. Gwynn and Chris Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr. in San Francisco. Big Frank alongside. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's. Authentic Mediterranean cuisine. Coronado, La Jolla for dining takeout options. Visit spiroscuisine.com. Chase Budinger, one of the great athletes that has ever come out of San Diego. You know, not his fault that he went to the same high school as Scraby. La Costa Canyon, but
everyone has their weaknesses,
right? You know, there's certain things that can't be avoided. Their families lived in the same neighborhood. What can you do? But Chase Budinger has gone on, you know, went on to an incredible, you know, career. Played at Arizona in the NCAAs, and then drafted first round pick in the NBA. Played nine seasons. Mostly with Houston, and retired 9 years ago. And now, Chase Budinger, if you don't remember, maybe you've heard this, but he's become one of the top beach ball volleyball players out there, anywhere. And he was in the Olympics this year, and he's 37 years old now, but still playing at the highest level of beach volleyball. And he'll join us. An interview Tony and I did with him a little earlier in the program. That's coming up in this hour. But Chase is going to talk about the AVP Pro Beach Volleyball Tour, which is coming to San Diego this weekend. And it's this Friday and this Saturday. And the matches are going to be played at Viejas Arena on the campus of San Diego State. And before you ask, beach volleyball? Inside? Yes, the answer is approximately 300 tons of sand are going to be trucked into Viejas Arena for this event, this weekend. Chase will try to explain to us how that is possible. And that and other details on the life and times of Chase Budinger coming up. In the meantime, Frank, Padres and Gigantes. First two have gone to the Padres in bonus panels, otherwise known as extra innings. And you, where'd you come up with that stat, by the way, yesterday? It was a good one.
Which one?
That the Padres are the first team to win back-to-back games on the road when not scoring in the first eight innings of either game. And the last team to do that was the Diamondbacks 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Padres did it, obviously, Monday night. They did not score until the 10th. Last night, they did not score until Manny Machado. You know, the not-all-that-clutch Manny Machado came up with a two-out, two-run single to send the game to extra innings.
Yeah, Octostat is a wonderful
page. Is that where you got this?
Page on Twitter.
Okay, well, I'll have to put that into my bank of information.
Yeah, they're not.
But that was a good one, Frank. Good job by you.
They don't post a lot, but like if something big happens they're right on it.
They were on it. So the Padres back-to-back. And we'll see what they can get out of Nick Pivetta tonight, which has normally been good. You know, it's funny. We've interviewed a lot of people this year around, you know, talking baseball. And, of course, we asked pretty much all of them, what do they think about Nick Pivetta so far? He's obviously been, I don't want to say he's been the best free agent signing. Yankee fans could say that Max Fried's been pretty good, but Nick Pivetta has been the most bang for the buck I think anybody's gotten in a free agent signing. 6-2, 274. But everybody we talk to says, Nick Pivetta, he's doing well. But his career history arc shows that he gives you six or seven, you know, really good games. Sometimes then he'll give you six or seven not so good. And we hear that and we go, okay, guess what? He's allowed more than three earned runs only once all year. And that was at Coors Field on that Sunday afternoon loss to the now powerful Colorado Rockies. But since then, he's come right back. One run, two runs over 18 innings total. So Pivetta's been fantastic. And he's looking to shut down a Giant team, which is can't score at all right now. Kyle Harrison, left-hander, will go for San Francisco, 6:45 first pitch. Sam Lovett's pregame show is upon us at 5:45. Couple of quick baseball things. Milwaukee beat Cincinnati today 9-1. That should not come as a surprise to Reds fans. Milwaukee has now beaten the Reds 12 consecutive series.
Ooh.
Yeah, they've owned them, right? 47-12 is the Brewer record against the Reds during that span.
My God.
Yeah, so that's a hang with them for Cincinnati. And speaking of series, yes, the Colorado Rockies swept the Florida Marlins, finishing it off 3-2 today. It is the Rockies' first series win since last year. They lost 24 series in a row. No, sorry, 22 series in a row. You have to go back to last May, the last time they swept a series. And with that sweep, Colorado's now 12-50. They're on pace now to lose only 131 games this season.
If they play one game over 500 baseball the rest of the way.
Yeah, they actually have 100 games left.
They're still losing 100 games this
year. Yes, they go 50-50, they would finish 62-100. So, yeah, they're right now have exactly 100 games left. 12-50 is their record. My wife asked me the other night, she's from Denver, and she goes, what's the Rockies record? I heard they're not doing well. I go,
you don't want to know.
I know. I said they're 10-50. Even she was like, huh? What? Like, how is that possible? So, but they did sweep the Marlins, which doesn't say a whole lot for the Marlins. Angels and Red Sox had some sort of brouhaha today before the game. It involved, I don't know, Red Sox coaches, Alex Cora, Angel pitcher Tyler Anderson. Funny thing, after the game, nobody would say what happened. So it's a big mystery as to what the big argument was at Fenway Park today. Red Sox scored 2 in the 9th on a 308-foot walk-off home run by the center fielder, Rafaela. And I mentioned 308 feet because according to the StatCast, the shortest walk-off home run ever since baseball started keeping track. Tanner Ward homered for the Angels. He's got 17 now for you Padre fans that want to acquire him.
Did you see how that game started, by the way?
You a little weird, right? Angels got four?
Four in the first for the Angels.
Yeah. Boston got five.
Red Sox answered with five, and then the Angels answered right back with three.
Yeah.
So if you're a fan of all of the runs,
you got
scoring,
your money's worth.
Yeah.
Good thing. Hopefully you were on time to the game at Fenway today. Boston ends up winning. Anything else? You know, Cleveland's leading the Yankees 3-0, but.
Why do you say that? So depressing. You're like, oh.
Oh, no. Because I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not depressed. That's because I don't care. But I know everybody else, for some reason, you know, the Yankee score is like more important than anything. All right, women's softball, World Series, Texas Tech, Texas, just getting underway in. They play in Oklahoma City, by the way. So there's a lot going on in Oklahoma City this week. And the Stanley Cup Finals also start shortly. French Open today, Novak Djokovic does it again, loses the first set, and then in 3.5 hours knocks off the 3-seed Alexander Zverev. Djokovic into the semifinals. He's got 25 Grand Slam titles. He next faces number one, Jannik Sinner. And this is neither here nor there, but I think when I tell you this, if you're not aware of it, you're going to be as surprised as a lot of people are.
Right.
Sinner, number one player in the world, had not one, but two positive doping tests a year ago. Two.
Fun.
And WADA, which is short for the World Anti-Doping Agency, okay, has suggested that he be suspended for at least a year, maybe longer.
Or not, you know.
Okay, well, that's what they've suggested. The International Tennis Integrity Agency.
Oh, dear Lord.
Did you even know there was such a thing? Determined that, yes, Sinner made a mistake, but his ban would be only 3 months, which was perfect timing to allow him to sit out between the first major of the year, the Australian Open, and this one, the French Open.
It's funny how those things tend to line up.
You know? And a lot of people around tennis are not thrilled with this. Jannik Sinner says, oh, man, this has been hanging over me, and it's a whole thing, and I didn't do anything wrong, and it was a mistake. Well, which athlete has tested positive that wasn't a mistake? They all say it's a mistake. But they normally get, you know, the suspension. You get the penalty. Sinner really didn't get the penalty. And so, you know, I don't know if it's worth keeping in mind. I think tennis felt like their number one guy. They needed him back. I don't know. I don't think that's right, though. At least from the, you know, from where I sit right now. I mean, if I dug more into this, maybe, but we've seen everybody who tests positive says, well, I didn't do it. It was a mistake. I didn't know. Well, yeah, you know. Well, he's saying the same thing. So why should he not have to sit out?
Jannik Sinner, by the way, Italian, he did nothing wrong. He did
a shot at all Italians right now?
No.
You said he's Italian. He did nothing wrong.
He did nothing wrong.
Is that because you're Italian?
Yes.
Oh. I see.
He did absolutely nothing wrong. He is completely fine.
All right. Well, he's into the semifinals where he'll face Djokovic in the next round.
By the way, really quick, what was the over-under on Mackenzie Gore?
Strikeouts?
6.5.
6.5. Has he already bettered that?
He's already over.
Wow.
7 through 6 innings.
Yeah. But guess what? He's not winning, is he?
It's no score.
No score.
So nobody's winning, technically.
Right. Seventh inning, Cubs and Nats are scoreless. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap the show up. And as part of that, you'll get to hear our interview with Chase Budinger, one of the great athletes ever to come out of San Diego. And he's back in action at the Ahas Arena with all the sand this weekend. Stick around after track.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
519 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. getting ready to call tonight's game in San Francisco with Bob Scanlon. Bob Scanlon on the radio call. Jesse's been on TV, although that could change tonight. I don't know. Because I know Orsillo was on national TV duty last night.
Yeah, I believe he was in
Mets,
L.A.
Dodgers. Think, yeah. I don't know if he'll be back with the Padres, which could switch around the Padre radio and TV assignments. So stay tuned on that. But either way, you'll hear the game at 6:45 tonight. Sam Levitt is the pregame guy, beginning at 5:45. Chase Budinger, chance to hear from the former LCC star, NBA player, and beach volleyball Olympian in just a few minutes. So here's what Frank and I were talking about. Earlier today, I was talking about the Stanley Cup Finals, and I told whoever might be listening that if you're not a big hockey fan, tune in tonight anyway and watch for number 97 in the white jerseys. That's Connor McDavid, Edmonton, maybe one of the best hockey players alive. But I was wrong. He is one of the best hockey players alive, but Edmonton is not wearing white. They're wearing blue because they are the home team. And that has been the way it has been in the NHL for the last, I want to say 15, 16 years, where the home team has worn the color.
I think it was ever since the lockout.
Now, I don't recall exactly what switched it back, but the home team in the NHL now wears the colored uniform, and the visitors wear white. And it wasn't like that for all of the years that I remember growing up, but it changed 15 years ago or so. So Edmonton's in blue. Florida's in white because the game's in Edmonton. Frank and I both would like to see it reversed back. I kind of like when the visiting team wears the colors. You get to see that. Here's something that you may not know. The Dallas Cowboys, forever and ever, have always done what, jersey-wise, Frank, at home? Do you know?
It's always been the dark. Oh, no, it's always been white.
They always wear white. The Dallas Cowboys always wear white at home. I don't recall. Now, every blue moon now and again, they'll wear blue because they've got all, again, the alternate unis.
It's like the Thanksgiving
or a special
games,
game. Yeah. But by and large, for 50 years, the Dallas Cowboys have worn white jerseys at home. They're not the only NFL team. The Dolphins often wear white at home. The reason the Dolphins do it is because it's so hot in Florida, they want the other team to sweat in the darker uniforms. That is true, by the way. That's why Miami always wears white at home. Hasn't worked in recent years, but they've always done it. But that's not the reason that the Cowboys wear white. The reason that the Cowboys started wearing the white uniform is because Tex Schramm, the then general manager of the Cowboys way back 60s, 70s, wanted the fans to get a different color opponent in every game to come in. And so he said, we'll wear white. We want to see the blues, the reds, the greens, and all of that. It's simple.
No, that's...
But as I just told you, not important, but a discussion nonetheless.
Something that's probably even less important now. Skinner for Edmonton has the team-colored pads.
For his goaltender outfit?
Yes. Most goalies just go with white and then have the team colors as the accents.
Okay.
Now, Skinner
he's
is
going
full
all
on, he's full on blue and orange, and I love that.
You love that.
It's fantastic.
You would not like the olden days of hockey when every goalie had the same color pads and they were brown and uglier than hell. Yeah. Now they're all color coordinated. All right. Not, like I said, important, but the kind of stuff that interests me. I think last night we were talking about sacrifice flies at this point in the show.
Yeah, because Dansby Swanson had two.
Yes, and it was so, there's no telling where the conversation will go in the happy hour.
Especially in this segment where we're trying to kill time to get to an
interview. We're not trying to kill time. We're trying to be interesting. And by the way, the happy hour is brought to you by GL Pools, the swimming pool experts, trusted by thousands of San Diegans since 2006. Baseball season. That's in full swing. So is swim season. Call GL Pools. When you do, mention the word radio. You'll get a free month of pool service. All right, Frank, what do you got? Chase Budinger is what he's got. Tony and I's visit with him. Chance for you to check it out.
How is Matt doing? Is he
we
doing all right?
We see him, but we kick him right out of the studio when we get here. So we don't expect any extra time with him. But no, he's doing well, filling in for Braden. And I know that he's upset that he's not with us now, Tony, because he would be excited to be interviewing a fellow La Costa Canyon graduate now.
No doubt. A very fun guest joining us now, Chase Budinger joins us. And as Chris mentioned, former La Costa Canyon basketball standout. That's not why he's here today, though. He's here to talk a little bit about volleyball. But, Chase, thank you for your time, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, no complaints over here.
So I know you're here to talk a little bit about the AVP League that's coming to San Diego. But I think most people in San Diego have known you for your work on the hardwood. Just talk a little bit about what the transition has been like going from playing basketball to playing volleyball. How did this come about? Were you always into volleyball as well?
I mean, for people that knew me in San Diego, I grew up playing both sports. I grew up playing both sports at a very high level. Some would say I was probably a better volleyball player than I was a basketball player. Okay. And the plan was to always try to play beach volleyball when my career was done with basketball, as long as my body would handle it. And when I made the switch to beach volleyball, I said, hey, why not go fully dive into it and see how well I could do and try to make the Olympics.
Yeah, Chase, it's been a great little run here in the beach volleyball world. Talk about what you've accomplished in beach volleyball and what you still hope to accomplish. And we definitely want to, tell everybody that if you want to see Chase and, the best beach volleyball players in the world, I mean, they're all coming here to San Diego. They're going to be at Viejas Arena this Saturday. And Sunday, it's the only time the AVP Tour visits San Diego this year.
It's actually Friday night and Saturday night.
I beg your pardon. Yes, you're right. June 6th and 7th, but I got the wrong night. Sorry. Yeah. Friday, Saturday, everybody. Yes, thank you, Chase. But talk about what you've accomplished and what you hope to still accomplish.
Yeah, I mean, for me, making my first Olympics last year in 2024, making the Paris Olympics was a dream come true. It was a goal I set out when I switched to beach volleyball, and you know, it was such an amazing experience. I got to play underneath the Eiffel Tower. It was such an iconic venue that we had.
Yeah, it was a great venue
that I'll never forget. And it's pretty awesome because all the other Olympians, when I talk with them, they all were so jealous that we got the best venue. And they're all coming out to being like, oh, we got to come check out a game because your guys' venue is so awesome. But it was such a really cool experience. And then, you know, because of that, you know, I just kind of got that itch of wanting to get back there. And now my next goal is to try to make this next Olympics, especially it being here at home.
Chase Budinger joins us. And Chase, the AVP League is kind of a new concept. This started last year and it's been extremely well received. What makes the AVP League a little bit different than what we're used to seeing from beach volleyball?
Well, one is we're mostly in indoor venues. Like this one, this upcoming weekend is we're in Viejas Arena. And they bring in the sand, they bring in everything, you know, and the games that we play are very fast paced. You know, they're much shorter games to 15, much more high power. You've got to start off strong right off the bat. So it just makes the game just a lot more exciting compared to some beach volleyball tournaments, you know, kind of are long and strung out. But these games are just fast, high paced, high powered. And you get the best of everything because you have the best athletes and the best players playing.
Chase Budinger is with us. And again, I want to make sure I confirm with everybody out there. Friday and Saturday at Viejas Arena with the volleyball. And Chase, I'm reading here. They said they're going to bring in approximately 300 tons of sand, truck that into Viejas Arena. Are you allowed or do you know? Are they just allowed to go out to like Mission Beach and take 300 tons of sand, or how do they work that?
I think, I think I'm not really sure of exactly where they get the sand, but I think they have a special spot where they actually import the sand from, because all the venues the sand all feels the same. So I'm pretty sure.
Oh, you think it's similar sand?
Truck it from.
Yeah.
Yes.
How do you guys do this? I mean, there's certain sports that amaze me and certain things I can understand. Like, I don't understand how these guys hit a golf ball sometimes the way they do. I don't understand how two guys in running around in sand where nobody can run. If anybody's ever tried to run in sand, you can't go anywhere. Not only do you run around, you jump, you know, flying high into the air. You have to be able to dig. You have to be able to set. You have to be able to you know, kill. You have to have all aspects of the game. And you the kind of shape you have to be in to play this sport has to be incredible. So talk a little bit about some of the athleticism of beach volleyball that maybe we are appreciating, but we don't really understand exactly what we're appreciating.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very valid point. I think, one, you do have to be in great shape because moving around in the sand is exhausting. And then two, your body adapts to it. So you have to really practice. You have to get out there and play and just keep working and keep working, because what happens is your body kind of adapts to the sand more than it would for a hardwood or anything else. And that becomes your new norm. But, you know, it is quite interesting, because when you do watch us play, we make it look so effortlessly and make it look so easy. But when you try to do it, or a normal person tries to do it on their own, they realize really quick, man, this is a really tough sport.
no doubt. For anybody who's tried to train in sand, you get the gist of what Chase is talking about. Chase, my question for you is the wear and tear. I mean, you played a lot of basketball in your lifetime. Now you are moving to the beach volleyball. Is the wear and tear, is your body able to kind of endure this despite kind of going through what you have playing in the NBA? It just seems like both sports can wear the body down a little bit. What's the recovery, I guess I should ask, compared from basketball to what you're doing now?
Yeah, I really think that being in the sand has helped my body kind of heal. Towards the end of my career, my basketball career, I was having a lot of injuries, big injuries, small injuries, reoccurring injuries, especially with all my joints. And when I made the transition, the sand actually kind of helped strengthen those joints. And I really haven't had any problems since. And I really give a lot of thanks and praise to just being in the sand and training in the sand. It's really helped the body a lot and made me feel young again.
Speaking of feeling young, and Chase, we appreciate the time. I don't want to hold you too much longer here, but the fact that you have now been retired from the NBA for 9 years is making all of us feel older. We're not feeling younger. We're feeling older.
Yeah,
you know, it seems like just yesterday you were. Yeah, right. It seems like just yesterday you were drafted. Real quick, what do you think of the style of the NBA? Do you still watch a lot of NBA? It seems like they're very reliant on the 3-point shot now, more so probably than when you played. And what are your thoughts, real quick?
I love the NBA. I watch it religiously. Especially playoff basketball is one of my favorite times of year. And yeah, the game's changed a lot. I wish I was coming out of college now, because I feel like the game suits me more now than when I came out.
Yeah.
But you know, it's a fun game to watch. And it was funny today, this morning, when I was talking with my coach and my other teammate about the finals, was because I played for Indiana and the Pacers. They asked me if I was rooting for them, and I was like, well, there's one cool fact is there's one player on that team that I played with is still on that team, and which is Miles Turner, who's been on that team for 10 years.
Yeah, no doubt.
So at least I still have that.
Chase Budinger, you can catch him as well as the AVP League at Viejas Arena at San Diego State this Friday and Saturday, June 6th and 7th. Tickets start at just $39. You can purchase it at avp.com/ticket. Chase, we so appreciate your time coming. Good luck and good luck in your endeavors moving forward in terms of the next Olympics as well.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Nice catching up with you, Chase.
No problem. Chase Budinger, now a pro beach volleyball player.
Into the sports, the Viejas Arena, Friday and Saturday night. So there you go. Now you know how they're, well, you don't know exactly how, but we have an idea what they do. The 300 tons of sand that he said feel the same in every arena. So now I'm wondering, did they just transfer the same sand?
It's called manufactured sand.
I guess so. Okay. So then they're not going to go down to, so we're kind of clear. We don't think that they're going to go down to Mission Beach and just grab 300 tons of sand off that beach and bring it to Viejas Arena.
I wouldn't think so, because I don't know of any beaches near the Eiffel Tower. So if this sand feels the same to
they might have bought sand from a closer beach. I don't know. Are there any beach? Normandy Beach.
Dunkirk?
Yeah, right. Normandy. I don't know.
There's a couple of famous French beaches around.
That's the only thing I could come up with. You know, I'm pretty excited I came up with one, to be honest with you. I will tell you that having been to Normandy, it's nowhere near Paris. So
yeah,
they would have to truck that sand quite a ways to get it to Paris for the Olympics. All right, Stanley Cup Finals indeed underway, and underway with a bang. 106 into the first period. Leon Draisaitl, who led the NHL in goal scoring this year, has the first goal of the finals. Got it on a pretty much a wide-open rebound. Puck bounced to him. He tucked it in there. 1-0 Edmonton leading Florida in the first period. I told you earlier, this is a big deal for the fans north of the border. Canada hasn't won the Stanley Cup, a team from Canada, since 1993. The reason that kind of sticks in the craw of Canadians is because for the longest time, the Stanley Cup was almost always in Canada. I know that doesn't, you probably, you know, like, how is that possible? Well, Montreal used to win it every year, and if they didn't, Toronto won it, or if they didn't, Edmonton won it. Calgary got in there for one, I think. So there was a couple of different stretches where the Stanley Cup was in Canada for like 10 straight years. The teams from the U.S., the Rangers, Blackhawks, they very rarely won it. Red Wings won several, but from the original days of hockey, it almost always ended up in either Montreal or Toronto. Well, this is no longer true. And since the Canadiens won in 1993, you had Vancouver, 1994, lost to your Rangers in Game 7, Frank.
I'm an Islander fan.
Oh, that's right. Not your Rangers.
No.
2004, Calgary lost to Tampa Bay. 2006, Edmonton lost. 2007, Ottawa lost to the Anaheim Ducks. Yes, the Ducks won a cup.
Yep.
2011, Vancouver again lost, this time to Boston. 2021, the Canadiens lost to Tampa Bay. And last year, Edmonton lost to Florida. So it's been seven consecutive appearances for the Canadian teams without taking home the cup. And I can tell you that if they win the Stanley Cup, they'll be quite happy about it.
It's going to be a party in Edmonton, I'm sure.
There, and I think almost everywhere. Maybe, I guess Calgary won't party because they're fierce rivals with Edmonton.
Yeah.
But it's a big deal to those guys. So I kind of want Edmonton to win it for that reason. Plus, I don't know. There's something wrong with a beach city winning the Stanley Cup, like, all the time.
It does feel off, especially there have been a lot in Florida recently.
Yes.
With the Panthers now, and then the reign of terror that Tampa Bay had.
Tampa Bay won two in a row. Florida is trying to win.
They should have won only one.
Tampa Bay?
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry. They won
too many men on the ice.
All right.
When they
scored.
Well,
I don't know what you're, I don't recall that.
That was game 7 against the Islanders.
Oh, early in the playoffs.
I think it was in 2020.
Not that you're bitter.
No. I'm good.
Good. Yeah, Florida won. Before that, it was Las Vegas, another winter city.
Yeah.
Colorado Avalanche, I'll say, okay, at least Denver, you got some snow. Before that, Tampa Bay. You had the Kings in there twice. You had Anaheim. We just talked about them. I mean, the Cup has been in warm weather sites quite often in the last 15 years.
It has.
So we'll see if it returns to the bitter cold this year. Here we are again, 1 minute away from the end of the show. I want to remind you that coming up is not only Sam Levitt's pregame show and Padre baseball, but tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., it is the weekly Padres Roundtable. It is 1 hour of commercial-free, nothing but Padre talk. And we'll have it for you from 10 to 11 a.m. tomorrow. Frank and I return tomorrow after the Padres-Giants game.
Post-game show.
So we'll look for you then. Have a good night. Enjoy the game. Enjoy whatever games you're watching tonight. You might be watching and listening. It could be a busy night, so enjoy it. From all of us at 97.3 The Fan.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team.
It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.